Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Thinking of the scripture that says, precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints, and you sure see why, you know, because he knows in this world we'll have trouble, but we will overcome, and that's the ultimate of overcoming, isn't it? I mean.
And of course, I miss her terribly because we were just passionately, devotedly in love with each other. But, you know, I've become an unintentional student of what happens when this life is over. And there's a lot of teaching in Scripture about this. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead of with our heavenly dwelling. So she's abandoned her earth suit and now has a new body in the presence of Jesus, the temporary body that God gives us while we're waiting for Jesus to reappear on this earth. And then we will all receive our resurrection bodies in a newly reconstituted heaven and earth, and we will dwell with Christ forever. Heaven will come to earth, and the Garden of Eden will be recreated. And Revelation tells us there'll be no more sickness, no more dying, no more tears. God will wipe away all tears from our eyes. And we will be forever together with the Lord.
Isn't that amazing? And our temporary trials are achieving for us a glory that far outweighs them all. That's so hard to understand and believe when you're in the midst of your pain. But it's so true that, I mean, I don't think we'll have any idea the glory that is being established in heaven and even just our lives with him as we walk in faith. What I'm trying to say is I really do understand more and more as I've just walked through some of my own losses and hardships that our faith is very precious to God. I mean, it matters to him that we trust him in these places, doesn't it?
You know, C.S. Lewis wrote a book, A Grief Observed, and it was about his wife, Joy, dying of cancer. And in the book, he goes through the various phases. Is it true or isn't it? Is Joy in the presence of Jesus, or is this just all made up? And you come to the place, as a pastor friend of mine in Cape Town, South Africa, says, that we have no choice but to lean on what we've believed and taught and preached all our lives. Because, again, what Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. Nothing in this world offers any kind of hope except the sure hope that Jesus gives us. And the assurance is, because he rose bodily from the dead, and because every once in a while the heaven is for real, and some of these stories that we hear, people get glimpses of what being in the presence of Christ is going to be, just reassuring us that it's all true.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.